race. It's an issue that's sometimes ignored and not often discussed in the city of Boston. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh wants to change that. This weekend, he hosts the first in a year-long series of conversations about race in the city. Mayor Walsh joins us now by phone to tell us about it. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome.
So tell us why you think Boston needs to have this conversation about race and why.
This goes back to 2013 when I was running for mayor, being asked on the campaign trail about having what I thought about race and racism in Boston, and made us really think about what we need to do here. And we decided at that point, as one of the campaign ideas, promises, that we would have a race dialogue in the city of Boston. And we've been spending the last couple of years preparing for this. We've had some conversations in neighborhoods, and we've had some of the dialogues, but on Saturday we officially kick off the series of race dialogues that we're hoping other people will have around the city.
Tell us why you think it needs to be a year-long discussion rather than just one or two events.
Because you're talking about trying to get as many people in Boston part of the conversation, we're hoping that this will take hold in neighborhoods. There's been a lot of held in feelings over the years, whether it's from busing or civil rights movement or things that have happened in our city up to that point. And you know, this is a conversation. I think it's timely. It was planned long before the presidential election was finalized. However, even with the presidential election, there's a lot of undertone of race and racism that was discussed during the presidential election. And this is the right time to have the conversation.
Characterize race relations in the city of Boston for us right now from your point of view.
I think it's hard to. I think it changes from neighborhood to neighborhood and from person to person. I don't think that people fully understand a lot of the struggles that people of color have gone through over the generations. I think that there's a lot of learning that has to happen, obviously, education. I think that, you know, we certainly have a lot of room for improvement and growth in our city. And I think that, you know, we've seen with the recent activity, the protests around the country regarding police-involved shootings and shootings on police officers, there's deep feelings there. And this will allow us the opportunity to continue what we're doing in our city. You know, it can't just be done by the government, whether it's through community policing or diversity of City Hall. It has to go deeper than that. And that's really what we're trying to do here, go deeper, take the next step.
You pointed out that the views about race in Boston might well change from neighborhood to neighborhood. So under this series of discussions, are you going to involve as many people as possible in as many neighborhoods as possible?
Yes, we're going to do our best to do that. You know, we have a lot of new people in our city that weren't here in the 70s and 80s. We have a lot of immigrants that quite weren't here during that time period as well. So as much of this is about dialogue, it's also about education.
If you could affect one change in terms of race in the city of Boston out of these discussions, what would it be?
I think understanding is probably the biggest change. I don't think people don't understand that there are people in our city that have been discriminated against for years, and this is an opportunity for us to truly get an understanding of what type of city we are and a compassionate city.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck with this.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's race dialogue begins at 10 a.m. at the Cutler Majestic Theater on Tremont Street in Boston, and the public is invited.